0-1. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from St. Francis Pet Care Center out of Tarpon Springs, Florida, is
Dr. Adriana,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats. Even a stray cat or a feral cat will bond with you when you give them Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And you can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or just in your pet stores. Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the word PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box, you can save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can watch us live on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also watch and listen there. And at TalkinPets.com, you can hit Listen Live and go there. Hit on your smartphone, #250, and ask for Talkin' Pets. Or just go to Alexa at CRN4, tune in, and you can listen to Talkin' Pets right there now as well. But this is Talkin' Pets.
Lately I've been noticing I say the same things he used to say. I even find myself acting the very same way. I tap my fingers on the table to the rhythm in my soul, and I jangle the car keys when I'm ready to go. When I look in the mirror, he's right there in my eyes, staring back at me, and I realize the older I get, the more I can see how much he loves.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you about your pets. The doctor is in the house, Dr. Adriana, so pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. How are you, Dr. A?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, other than allergies from you know where.
I know. You sound stuffy.
Oh, yeah. It was worse. Last Sunday, I was doing a ton of yard work, and I was out there all day. And so by Monday night, I was feeling pretty bad. And it hit me hard. And but then again, Florida, we have that African dust over us, or we did.
Yeah.
So that could have been part of it as well, some people are saying. But I don't know. I feel pretty good now. I mean, other than in my nose.
Well, it was pretty hot. I mean, it's been very hot. I don't know how you stand out there so long.
It has been extremely hot. I went to go pick up pizza for the show before the show started, and I even said to the girl, I said, "Boy, you're so lucky you're in here next to a hot oven, because it's like you're in the oven if you're outside." And she's like, "Yeah, I know." And it's weird because it's like this is summer weather for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is like August, September in Florida is the hottest months of the year for us, and this is like that right now.
Yeah.
And the temperatures in the oceans have gone up extremely. And it's been causing a lot of issues with algae and, you know, fish getting sick and seals getting sick and also, you know, dolphins. And there's been a lot of crazy out there.
This is predicted to be the worst hurricane season ever.
Oh, hush.
I can't imagine. I'm not jinxing it. That's what's been said already. I'm not the one jinxing it. That's the meteorologist.
I hope you're wrong, because last year with Milton and Helene was tough enough. I had water up in... up to my waist, and I'm 6'2". I had that in my driveway. It was horrible.
Well, that's the Hooters next to us. I live in Pasco County, Florida, and it's one of the more famous ones. I think it's even been on TV and stuff, but it's right on the water. It's gorgeous. It's a really nice place. They just opened it.
Like, thank God they have their own floating
this
devices.
Weekend. Yeah. But they just opened. Like, they've been closed since the hurricanes. And so it's like, wow, you opened up just in time for next hurricane season.
Yeah, I'm worried. The one thing that they say is that we have warning, you know, when you have a hurricane coming on the West Coast or the East Coast, wherever you are in the country, that you've got time. But some people think that it's not going to be as bad, but then all of a sudden it hits the warmer water and then it becomes twice as bad.
But even if you have time, you don't have enough time to move your whole house.
Yeah, nope.
So even if you can save yourself, so many people lost their entire livelihoods and that have been in their homes for 40 years and have never had problems. Like, the Bay Area is not known to be hit the way that we were hit this past year.
True. But then you look at Katrina, when that happened in Louisiana, and the amount of people that lost their homes and everything there, but also the amount of people that lost their pets.
Yeah.
Now it's going into my throat. Like, not good. But the one thing that came out of Katrina, though, was the fact that there were more plans made out and laws passed to include pets when rescues are going on. So I mean, that really helps in the aspect in the future. Boy.
I understand, John. When you get that tickle in your throat, there's nothing you can do.
No, it's there and it won't go away.
Take a sip of water.
And I've been...
You got water there.
This is what it's like being sick. So could your pets actually pick up allergies from you? Or can they get allergies too, right? From
the
weather?
They do get allergies. Not just from the weather. There's allergies that are environmental. So these environmental allergies, they can pick up from inside your household. So, like, it could be like... dust mites, storage mites, etc. Some of them are allergic to roaches and all kinds of stuff. So not just external, but internal allergies as well.
Well, we know we've got enough roaches down here in Florida where we do the show
big
from.
Ones.
So there's definitely those. But, you know, allergies are terrible, and especially when they're so bad. But I always wondered, you know, so people understand, what is a zoonotic disease?
A zoonotic disease is a disease that an animal and humans can share, or the animal can transmit to the human.
Is there a lot of diseases like that there that can be transferred?
Yeah, definitely. The best example I can give you right now that most people can recognize is rabies. That's a terrible zoonotic disease, and it's deadly for both. So it's very important to protect your animals or your pets. There's still reservoirs. We're still here, just here in Hillsborough County. We get from time to time notifications of raccoons or like cats that have been tested positive. You know, there's been some animal bite incidents. Luckily, people have been immediately, you know, taking action and protected themselves, but. It's always there, and it's always a threat.
So that's anywhere around the country,
yeah.
I mean, when you have something of that aspect. But, you know, rabies is pretty bad. I mean,
yes.
Would you say it's like one of the worst?
Oh, my gosh. It reaches your neurologic system. It just kills you right away. It's extremely deadly and really dramatic the way it works.
So what do they do in the aspect of, I mean, it's never changed in all these years that we've been doing the show, and 35 years, that you still have to kill the animal that is suspected of rabies?
You have to send if you're suspicious, or like if it's like, they say, one animal or a dark cat or something, and it's suspicious because it is acting strange, that animal is euthanized humanely, and the head is sent out to a state lab to analysis for diagnosis.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We'd like to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. If you've got a question about your pets, your cat, your dog, whatever you may have, we are open to it. So we are live and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033. 2033 or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Albany, New York. In the early morning hours of February 23rd, Christopher Maxwell, 34, dragged his Euro puppy to a church parking lot in a cage. He doused the pup and cage with an accelerant and set it on fire, killing the confined young dog in one of the most horrific ways possible. According to the Albany police, before setting the pup on fire, he had starved her for days, leaving her crate without food and or water. In a news release, the authorities said, upon further investigation by our special operations unit, it was discovered that Maxwell, the dog's owner, had left the dog inside a crate in his residence for several days without food or water. Upon Maxwell's return, he took the dog, still in the crate, to a parking lot in the area of 4th Avenue and Franklin Street, poured lighter fluid over the crate and the dog, and set it on fire. Animal Victory wants to ensure that Christopher Maxwell faces the maximum consequences for his abhorrent actions. Please add your name to the petition and help us get justice for the young dog who suffered a horrific death at Maxwell's hands. Sign the petition at www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Dr. Adriana.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Lock them up and throw away the key. That's what they need to do. We're going to go out to Spokane, Washington, and Karen. Karen's got a question for the doctor. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Hi. Doing fine. So I have a male Bengal cat. He's about 13. Mm-hmm. Very healthy. Just had gone to the vet, like a couple months ago. And so he's healthy. And
yeah.
The situation, his behavior... every day now, he'll wake, when he wakes up, he's just like, I want to say yelling because they don't really meow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's demanding something. Now, I will tell you that what happened is about 3 months ago, we had two other cats. They were my son's cats. And when he and his wife moved, they took their cats with them. And it seems like this behavior started right after those cats left. And I'm just wondering if that is something that animals do, like he's looking for them or he's missing them.
That is possible, but you also want to make sure, you said you just brought him in from the vet and everything is fine. Did they do any kind of blood work?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Everything, was good as far as blood tests and everything.
Because okay.
I was thinking, well, maybe he's hurting or something. And
Yeah. Sometimes when they become louder, it's a sign that they could have or developing hyperthyroidism just because of the age. And typically they're very healthy. Otherwise, they're very active and they eat very well, but they become more vocal. Some of the subtle signs, sometimes they start losing weight, muscle mass, etc. But if the thyroid and everything checked normal, it's probably just a behavior thing, especially if it started right after the cats moved.
Cats.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, Karen, how long did they live together, the three cats?
So there's one cat. My cat's name is Freddie. There's one cat that lived with us for 5 years. And then probably a little over a year ago, they introduced another. They had gotten a kitten. So... Mm-hmm. That, the cat has been with him for a year. So it didn't really take too long for them to, they play, fight and stuff, but they got along. It wasn't mm-hmm. There was any problem with them.
Right. And then aside from the meowing or the being vocal, have you noticed anything else like destruction or he's just, urinating outside the little box or anything else?
No, nothing like that. I mean, he does sleep a lot, and I kind of attribute that to being an older cat, you know, but I do let him, like, he's an inside cat. He doesn't get to go outside unless we go out with him, you know, just to be out in the fresh air. But so that's the only thing I could attribute it to, is like he's missing them or he's looking for them. Or
to me, I mean, I've had cats all my life, and especially the whole time that I've lived here in Florida, I've had cats, and mine lived to be 19 and a half and 17 and a half, the last ones. And now these new ones that I have, three rescues, and they get so used to having that other companion there. It's almost like when they disappear, it's almost like they died, but they never witnessed it. We've done a lot of interviews with people that talk about that, whereas if you have two or three cats and one dies, you have to let the other cat see that that death came over the other cat. This way they don't start missing them or looking for them or meowing, like you're saying. So I would say, if medically, like Dr. A said, if you checked everything out, she's missing, or Freddie is missing, those other cats. So looking for a companion.
Yeah.
I mean, I always tell people, like my niece, for instance, she just went into a new house and she's got one cat, and I'm trying to get her to, you know, rescue another one, because it's good to have two cats together.
Yeah.
It's companionship. Yeah. They actually play with each other. Less wear and tear on your house. So it's really good to have the two of them together. But when they disappear, they deal with loss as much as we do. So, you know, they feel that same, like, where are they? Where are they? And by meowing, it's almost like Freddy's trying to call them back, but they're not coming back.
That's exactly.
And I wondered if it would be bad to take him over to their house to see him, but then I'm thinking, well, that might make him even worse when we take him away.
It could be, and then not necessarily things might get, I mean, they might get along in a different environment like they used to be because of the different smells, etc. So sometimes they might not recognize each other, you know?
Yeah.
It might not be as a good experience as you might think.
Yeah, I would. How long has it been going on? How long has Freddie been meowing?
Well, as long as they've been gone. So I think it's been like 3 months. So it's like as soon as he opens his eyes and wakes up, he starts. And so the only thing that sometimes will kind of quiet him down is I'll just sit in the chair that is, we call his chair, and sit with him and let him, you know, sit on my lap and rub him. And then he kind of will, you know, fall asleep or purr or, you know.
He's missing that companionship. Yeah. Have you thought about bringing another cat into the house?
We haven't, and maybe that's something we might think about. But, no, we hadn't, because figuring, you know, he's kind of older. And I just didn't know, because when he was a kitten and we brought another cat, again, my son's first cat, into the house, he like, attacked her. And that's why when we moved and they came and moved with us, we thought, oh, we're going to have to keep them separated. And that was kind of on us, because they were fine as soon as they got to be in the same room with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cats will usually work it out with each other, and if they don't, then they just hate each other. Their personalities just like us. I mean, there's people we like and people we don't like. But, you know, the thing is that to gradually introduce them, because especially if you're bringing a new cat into, like, for instance, Freddy's territory, cats are extremely territorial. So, you know, you just got to, like, I would just keep them in a separate room, because it's amazing how cats will find each other, and then they'll start playing with each other's toes underneath the door. But at least they know that the other cat is in there. So, but I'd say pretty much that's what's going on with Freddy, is Freddy's missing the other cats. So, but in time, if, you know, keep giving them the comfort that you are, and hopefully, you know, the meowing will stop. But if not, let us know. But Karen, thanks so much for calling,
thank you, Karen.
And good luck with Freddy.
Okay, thank you.
That's Karen in Spokane, and this is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available.
Hey, everybody. Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
Not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxin. What do you call it? What, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, he is. He's so lovable. God, love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off. Is it something?
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French. That's no. And he won't use the poo pen. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but to use the poo pen is wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You've come back with a boo. And everybody said, they said, hey, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
Hey, that really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. To use the poo pen is wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
The poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Out of Las Vegas, the Nevada Assembly behind a bill to toughen penalties for the animal abusers expressed her relief to 8 News Now on Tuesday after learning that Governor Joe Lombardo signed it into law. Reba's Law is now officially Nevada state law. The tireless work of the last year paid off. This law tells the people of Nevada that we will not tolerate cruelty and we will not allow innocent lives to be harmed without consequence. Republican Assembly Melissa Hardy told News Channel 8 that Reba's law matters. And with this law, we make it clear that all animals deserve protection, dignity, and justice. Assembly Bill 381 was aimed at strengthening penalties after the death of an English bulldog who died in July of 24, after she was left sealed inside a plastic tube, or tub, I should say, in 110-degree heat. Hardy proposed the law, which also establishes a wider range of penalties, so prosecutors can more easily make the punishment fit the crime. Reba's death made national headlines in 2024 as people called for the justice for Reba. In December, police arrested Isaac Lahall, Jr., 32 years old, and Markeisha Foster, 30 years old, on animal abuse charges. A grand jury later voted to indict them on similar charges. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Sad little scrap of paper.
You really want to know? I'm just a pill, yes, I'm only a pill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Yes, I mean, I got this far, but when I started, I wasn't even a bill, I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said,
"You're right, there ought to be a law."
And he sat down, he wrote me out, and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law.
I'm just a bill, guess I'm only a bill.
You know, it is, and I'm one of the lucky ones, because most bills never even get this far. And if they don't report favorably on me, I'm going to die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee.
Belly up!
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to live, and I got to go to the House of Representatives now, and they're going to vote on me, so...
So if they vote yes, what happens?
Well, then I go to the Senate, and then the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well then I'm to the White House where I'm waiting in line. I'm a bill for the president to sign, and I'll be the law, and I hope they're free to
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. And hi, Darla. Darla's on our Facebook Live, so if you're watching and listening, Darla will run you through everything at Talkin' Pets Radio. But
let the games begin!
And it's time now to name that animal sound. And if you can name what animal makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You could go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, treats for your cats. You could go with Good Pets Foods, dog supplements, and there's a three-pack of different ones for you to try. We do have a frog pendant and frog earrings that match the pendant. It's cute. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Take it with you anywhere. We have a dog book, cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And from Kayla's Creations, we have a dog mom or cat mom keychain. And it's a bracelet made out of silly beads. And you can put your keys on it, of course, if you can name this creature. What creature makes that sound? I would say they can be pretty much found almost anywhere. So I find them to be absolutely adorable. So what creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And you could be a winner of a prize if you can name that animal sound. Do you have an idea, Dr. A?
Is it a rodent or mammal?
Some people might consider it a rodent, but yeah. I don't think so.
Another kind of mammal, like, I don't know.
I would say, though, cats outside are not their best friend.
I think I know what it is.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. And we want to talk about your pets. And 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. So when we were talking about, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about rabies and all. And in order to check an animal for rabies, you have to remove the head of the animal. So what happens with a person if they all of a sudden got bit by a rabid animal? What do they go through?
They have to go through vaccines, immunizations immediately.
And is it just like antibiotics, or is it like...
Well, antibiotics would be part of the treatment, I would imagine, if you get bit. But I think the most important thing would be the vaccines as soon as possible.
But why do you think in all of these years of veterinary medicine and human medicine that they haven't come up with something to test if an animal is rabid or not?
Well, you can do a blood test, but if you have if you see an animal that is, let's say it's a wild animal, let's say it's a raccoon, you got to trap that raccoon. You're going to risk yourself trying to get a sample from that animal. Yeah, and the protocol is to have eliminated that animal that is rabid. You don't want to expose humans. You don't want to expose anybody to it. So that's how it works. Now, if it's different, like let's say that if it's a incident and any animal bites incident not involving a rabid animal, then of course the protocol is different. Let's say that if somebody's dog bit somebody, a person, that dog is going to have to be quarantined or like for like 10 days or so. It could be at the owner's location or it could be at an animal hospital or shelter. Anyways, they have to be quarantined to make sure that that animal is not going to die or develop any kind of neurologic disease. It's just a protocol. That's all.
So in order for somebody to get rabies, like a human or your dog or your cat or whatever from another animal, does it take a bite or does it take a scratch?
It can take it's typically a bite or anything where you can get like your blood, you know. It typically is a bite where it's, you know, there's going to be some blood in the where the virus can penetrate, you know.
So does it come from the saliva of the rabid animal?
Yes. And then what happens is sometimes, though, there's been instances where somebody might go into, like, let's say, a cave, you know, that's another way to expose yourself through your mucosa, you know. So, like, if there's a high level of the virus in the environment, that's another way that it could penetrate your body. The people that go, like, to caves and, you know, that kind of thing, that it could be more exposed.
So we're going to go out to our buddy Darla, actually, is calling us out of Pennsylvania. Hey, Darla, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Are you hearing us okay on Facebook Live?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now. I didn't at first, and I rebooted, and I still didn't hear you. But then I saw you fiddling with something, and then the sound came on. So.
All right, good. That was my fault. I had the volume down.
Oh. Shame on you.
I know. I've been sick all week. It's been horrible. This is my first day of actually being somewhat human. Are you going to take a guess on this creature?
I think it's a raccoon.
You think it's a raccoon? Why would you say a raccoon? Because Dr. A was just talking about a raccoon?
No, because I've seen programs with raccoons on. That seems sounds like the, what they say, you know, the sound they make.
Well, actually, Darla, we got to take a break, but...
Right, another stupid human being.
Sorry, Darla, you're wrong. We'll be right back with more Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
A runaway pet zebra that was on the loose for more than a week in Tennessee has become an internet sensation in the process was captured Sunday, authorities said. Ed the zebra was captured safely after being located in a pasture near a subdivision in the Christina community in central Tennessee. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office confirmed. The Sheriff's Office said aviation crews captured the zebra. Ed was airlifted and flown by helicopter back to a waiting animal trailer, the sheriff's office said in a statement. Videos posted by the sheriff's office showed Ed wrapped in a net with his head sticking out as he is carried by the helicopter to the trailer. Ed arrived in Christiana on May 30th, the sheriff's office said. His owner reported him missing the next day. The zebra was spotted and filmed running along Interstate 24, forcing deputies to shut the roadway down, but Ed escaped into the wooded area. There were several sightings posted on social media. Ed was filmed trotting through a neighborhood. The zebra quickly became the subject of internet memes. One fake posting showed Ed dining at a Waffle House, a southern staple. Others had him visiting other Tennessee cities or panhandling on the side of the road. The pursuit for Ed came a month after a runaway kangaroo shut down a section of Alabama interstate. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Look at the pajamas on that horse.
That's a zebra.
He's quite a sight.
He's quite a sight.
All black and white.
All black and white.
Take a look at those stripes. He's a zebra, zebra, zebra.
That's right.
Don't call him a horse.
Don't call him a horse.
He's different, of course.
He's different,
I'm
of course.
Happy to endorse that he's a zebra, zebra, zebra.
So I guess Ed got airlifted and all, and, you know, he's back with the owner, I guess, and all is good. But he was, like, on the loose for quite a while.
Wow.
In Murfreesboro, Tennessee, out in the Nashville area. Hey, the animal sound is still out there. Darla did not get it at right before we went out to a break. Matter of fact, she got a bad little comment. But she's used to it in terms of what we do. But here is the sound. Name that creature. What makes that sound? Very common. You can win a prize if you know what that creature is. Darla thought it was a raccoon, but it is not a raccoon.
It's cute.
It is cute. It's cute. But, and they do get hunted by hunters. So, but, what do you know, what do you think it is? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Call if you think you know what it is, and you can win a prize. But if you don't know what it is, you might get...
If I wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
You might get something like that. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? It's a common creature. Probably found in your front or backyard. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? So, we were talking about rabies and everything else, and do you know what that sound is? You don't have to say what it is, but do you know what makes that sound?
I think I know.
I had heard, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but that they are not carriers of rabies.
No, they're not, thank goodness.
I always thought they would be.
No, they're not. Thank goodness. Because they're very abundant. So
there's a lot of them, yeah. So I guess if they, yeah, if they were, we'd have like this major plague going around or something, you know? I mean, but not saying what the creature is, but they are very common. I think they're adorable. But it's odd that they don't get, because a skunk will get rabies, right?
Yes.
Well, now we know it's not a skunk.
Yeah, well, so I'm not going to name what it is, though, but we don't have that much time left. We've got a minute or two before the top of the hour. So, but these guys are really cool. Like I said, they are not a best friend to a cat outside. As a matter of fact, it's like a predator-prey thing. I've seen it happen myself with feral cats going after them. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Even a blind...
You
know, have you heard that say?
No.
Even a blind... that type of animal gets a nut every once in a while.
Ah. Okay. Mm.
Oh. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
Well, I think Darla's calling us back. Darla, what? Did I like not? Did I not give you another a mean one? Here's one for you, Darla.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
I want to take another guess.
Yeah, we only have a minute or two left, so yeah, I'll let that happen. What do you think?
It's an opossum.
Are you on medication or something?
And that was wrong. How? Like, I thought for sure you would have gotten what it was by this time.
Well, you know what? Like you said about does not carry rabies. They don't because their body temperatures are too low.
Is that true on possums?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good to know on that as well. But
I gave you a hint now.
Yeah, you did. You did. Gave some homework there. I'll give you another guess, though. Like, what do you think that, you know, it could be? What do you think?
I have no clue.
Really? Come on.
I've heard it, but I can't identify it.
It's so common. I think they're, like, really cute, really adorable.
Yeah. They like nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe a ferret?
I keep picking them and you keep missing them.
I struck out, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's weird because of the fact that, you know, like Dr. A said, with nuts, I had heard that half of the time this creature forgets where it buries its nuts.
Hmm.
Darla, it's so simple.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Don't think too hard.
I know, that's my problem. I think too hard. I overthink it.
You'd see them in your front yard, your backyard.
Very common creature.
Rabbit?
I've got about 30 seconds, but Darla, we're going to move to Rocky because Rocky thinks he knows what it is in Dayton, Washington. Rocky, what is it?
It's the squirrel.
We got to say goodbye for this hour. Rocky, stay on the line and pick something that you haven't won in the last 90 days. Tell Sydney she'll get it for you. This is Talking Pets. Spay and neuter your pets. Bye for now. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Lexi Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.